I guess, first off, what's been the mindset of this team here over the past few weeks since that Oklahoma State game and, you know, finding out that this is the role that you're going to be going to?
Mindset for our team or?
Yeah.
Okay. As far as us, you know, throughout the whole season, we didn't have the season that we expected to have or anything like that. But we know that, I mean, this game right here is going to be the deciding factor of how we end the season and how we go into the next season. So we know this game is really important to us.
About just the fact of knowing that Iowa is a school that your head coach once played for. And
right.
I'm sure there's incentive for him to want to go out there and beat his alma mater.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to go out there and show no mercy. We know that's his alma mater, but we got to put it on him.
What stands out to you about Iowa when you watch them on film?
They're a very good running team. They like to pound you with the run game. They got good receivers who are physical, and we know what we're going up against, and we've been game planning against them. We've had a while to game plan against them, and I feel like we'll be able to go out there and prove to ourselves.
Marvin McNutt's the one wide receiver at number 7. Would you say that he's as good as some of the other receivers that you face in the Big 12 this year, guys like Kendall Wright and Justin Blackman?
Oh, yeah. You could put McNutt anywhere in the Big 12, and you'll see him out there making plays. Guys, he's a real good receiver. Gets open, has good hands, and can catch the ball. So
Javis is saying that they kind of resemble Kansas State just in terms of physicality. Is that a similar assessment that you made when you were scouting them?
Yeah, I can agree to that one.
It's my understanding you're wearing number 12 for this game, right?
I think so.
What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, it's the last game of the season. I mean, anytime you wear that number, you gotta represent it in the most positive way. And I'm excited and I'm blessed to wear that number.
Is that a tradition? I know something that you guys set up and you have a different player for each. Is that something when you think back and it's like that's a great way to represent it?
Yeah, it's definitely. You know, you never forget about Austin, the guy he was and the player he was. And I feel like if the guys on the team that can wear it on the field, I mean, that's just going to show a better way of how we represent him. And we know he's not here with us, but we're going to carry along with him. So, yep.